Multi-factor authentication is a Windows Azure service that helps prevent unauthorized access to your on-premises and cloud applications, enabling you to meet your security and compliance needs. It works by authenticating user sign-ins with a mobile app or via an automated phone call or text message. As an example, when a user is enabled for multi-factor authentication using the phone call, they sign in using their existing username and password. The system validates their credentials and then performs multi-factor authentication. The user's phone rings.
Thank you for using Microsoft's sign-in verification system. Press the pound key to continue.
The user presses the pound key, then is signed into their application. The mobile app and text options are just as easy. The multi-factor authentication service can be used to secure both cloud and on-premises applications. Let's take a look at how it works. First, the user signs in from any device using their existing account credentials. If the user is signing into an on-premises application, the multi-factor authentication server running at the customer's site intercepts the authentication request. First, it checks the username and password against the user directory. If the correct credentials are entered, a request is sent to the multi-factor cloud service. The service sends the authentication request to the user's phone or mobile device. Once the user has authenticated, they are instantly signed into the application. There are a number of ways to configure this service to secure cloud apps. First, the on-premises multi-factor server can be used with Active Directory Federation services or another identity provider for single sign-in to cloud applications. For apps that use Windows Azure Active Directory, the directory can call the multi-factor authentication cloud service directly, or developers can build multi-factor into their custom apps using one of the software development kits. To get started using multi-factor authentication, log into the Windows Azure Management Portal. Click Active Directory in the left nav, Multi-factor Auth Providers, and create a new multi-factor auth provider. Give it a name. Choose the billing model, which is per enabled user or per authentication. Choose whether or not to link it to your Azure Active Directory tenant. Once you have a multi-factor auth provider created, you can manage it by highlighting it and clicking the Manage button, which takes you into the Multi-Factor Authentication Management Portal. In the portal, you can run usage reports, you can configure settings such as caching, customized voice greetings and caller ID, and you can download the multi-factor authentication server and SDKs. To secure on-premises applications using the multi-factor authentication server, go to the Windows Azure Multi-Factor Authentication Portal and download the server. You will also need to generate activation credentials to activate the server after it has been installed. When the download is complete, run the installation file to install the server. Once the multi-factor authentication server has been installed and activated, it's ready to configure. When installed on a domain-joined server, it's integrated with Active Directory out of the box. You can import users manually from the directory, but you can also import them automatically through synchronization with containers or security groups. You can configure the settings for a group of users being imported, or for a specific individual, including the methods of authentication. You can then configure your server to integrate with on-premises applications using RADIUS, IIS authentication, LDAP, or Windows authentication. To secure cloud applications that use Windows Azure Active Directory, such as Office 365, Windows Intune, Dynamics CRM Online, or other cloud applications, log into the Windows Azure Management Portal and go to your Active Directory tenant. You can require multi-factor authentication for a new user while adding them, or you can enable it for existing users. Click on a specific user to enable that user for multi-factor authentication. Or manage multiple users by clicking Manage Multi-Factor Auth at the bottom. Here, you can manage multi-factor authentication for administrators and end users. If you're only using multi-factor authentication for global administrators, you can do so at no charge. In that case, there's no need to create a multi-factor authentication provider. To enable multi-factor authentication, simply select specific users or select all and click the Enable link. The next time these users log in, they'll be prompted to set up their multi-factor authentication and will be required to authenticate based on the rules set up moving forward. With multi-factor authentication, setting up stronger security for your on-premises and cloud apps is a breeze. Visit WindowsAzure.com to learn more.